This is Dr. Leung. The cleaning for patient last name is the cleaning for patient last name is A C E I T U N O. First name is D as in Dr. E C K L E N. Date of visit is November 11, 2022. Date of birth is May 31, 2002. Referring physician is Jeffrey Weary, W-H-E-R-R-Y. Mr. Dear Dr. Weary, I have the pleasure to see Declan today for initial evaluation for sleep apnea. Next work history present known as patient is a 20-year-old male common chief and complaint of sleep apnea. So the majority of the history is provided by the mother. For the patient of sleep apnea, for the patient also of a migraine headache disorder, for the patient also of a congenital hypotonic syndrome, for the mother tells me that he had a sleep study done at Tri-Valley Sleep Center in San Ramon. For the patient was found a mild sleep apnea. For the patient has been using a CPAP therapy. For the half a patient has is difficulty using it because he has autism. For stuff, he cannot use it more than 4 days, 4 hours per day. For stuff, as far as the headaches are concerned, patients taking sumatriptan 50 milligrams as needed for migraine headaches. The first stuff, patient in the past seen a pediatric neurologist. The first stuff, he would usually get 4 times a month. He would have these migraine headaches. The first stuff, he has light sensitivity. For stuff, however, there's no nausea. For stuff, there's no vomiting. For stuff. Patient also seen a neuromuscular disorder clinic at Stanford for the congenital myotonic syndrome for stuff. Let's go over past medical history. Obstructive sleep apnea. Next number, autism. Next number. Migraine headache disorder, sleep apnea, ADHD, anxiety, acid reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, current medication, Zoloft, A-T-O-M-O-X-E-T-I-N-E, vitamin B12, next number, sumatriptan, 50 milligrams once a day is needed, Singulair, Symbiocord, Spiriva. Next pair of allergies, patients allergic to Adderall, Ritalin, Flovent, Prozac. And next pair of social history, patient single, first of all, patient as a full-time student in an adult youth program. Patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next pair of family history, grandfather have heart disease, first of all, grandmother have heart disease, first of all, her grandmother also migraine headaches and asthma. She also have acid reflux symptoms. First of all, mother has migraines. First of all, next pair of review system, patients lost 10 pounds in the last 6 weeks. First of all, patients have abdominal pain, acid reflux symptoms, and depression. First of all, next to her of diagnostic test. A sleep study done at the Tri-Valley Sleep Center showed that he has a mild obstructive sleep apnea with oxygen desaturation nadir 88%. Of first step, next paragraph, impressionable one. Obstructive sleep apnea. First step, patient has difficulty to use the CPAP more than 4 hours a night. Of first step, because he has autism, according to the mom. Next number, first step, patient has already done a sleep study at Tri-Valley Sleep Center in San Ramon. Next number, impression number two, migraine headache disorder. First step. It was diagnosed in 2002. First operation has been taking Imitrax 50 milligrams once a day as needed. First up, it has been effective. First up, impression number three, congenital hypotonic syndrome. First up, the patient has been seeing Stanford Neuromuscular Disorder Clinic for stuff, an extra recommendation, extra intervention, and the mom of the above diagnosis thinks I will continue to take the symmetric 10, 15 milligrams once a day as needed for migraine headaches at first time in summer. Patient first off, the mom would like him to continue to use the CPAP therapy. First off, patient is getting all his CPAP supply at Better Nice Sleep Company first time in summer. Patient already seen neuromuscular disorder clinic at Stanford. First off, they are seeing him for congenital hypotonic syndrome first time in summer. We'll follow the patient in 2 months, the first of 3 months. We'll follow the patient in 3 months, the first time the smart study notification. Next patient, last name is AYDELOTTE. First name is LORETTA. Date of birth is January 16, 1940. The next verb of a referring physician is. Referring physician is Jeffrey Weary, W-H-E-R-R-Y. Next word, Dr. Weary, I have the pleasure to see Loretta today for initial evaluation for dizziness. Next word, history present on this patient tells me that she's been having dizziness for the last 6 months or first of it. According to her, every time she get up quickly, she would feel dizzy first of it. She feels that she has significant lightheadedness or first of it. She also has headaches with these or first of it. She tells me that when she moves around her head, that she would lose balance. First off, there's no room spinning. There's no room spinning sensation. First off, she just feels lightheadedness. First off, but there's no hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes. First off, patient's been taking meclizine for years. First off, it has not been helping her. First off, her dizziness has been worsening lately. First off, next to her, of a past medical history. Past history, IBS, next up, heart disease. First up, patient needs a pacemaker. First up, she has left bundle branch block. First up, macular degeneration. Next number, kidney failure. Next up, past surgical history, hysterectomy, LOMBARD surgery, cholecystectomy, foot surgery. Next up, prior medications. Metoprolol, estradiol, melatonin. Omeprazole, vitamin D, acetaminophen, loperamide, meclizine, next to her. Next number, allergy patients allergic to ciprofloxacin and flagyl. Social history, patients married with 3 children, plus patients retired, patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, older brother has similar medical condition for subgrapid. He has a heart condition, asthma for submother, has heart disease, natural review system. Patient's vision loss with due to macular degeneration. Patient's chest pain palpitation for subvision has abdominal pain. Patient's joint pain, patient's muscle pain. Patient's numbness in the feet at first time server. Neurological examination, motor strength is 5 minus out of 5 bilateral legs. First up, the gait examination, there's no shuffling gait. First up, there's no resting tremors. Impression, the chronic dizziness and lightheadedness. First of all, the patient tells me that when she turned her head quickly, that's when she's feeling dizzy. First of all, I suspect that. First of all, she tells me every time she turned her head quickly, she will feel lightheadedness. First of all, I suspect the patient may have an inner ear problem, such as benign positional vertigo. An examination, there's no Parkinson's disease. there's no sharp engage of first level for our condition. Explain the vision of the above differential diagnosis. Next over, our recommendation to obtain a head CT scan. Of first level vision is not able to get a brain MRI because she has a pacemaker for stem silver. I will also recommend patient to go to physical therapy for gait training and fixed hall pike maneuvers. Also consider athlete maneuvers for stem silver. Next number, I will follow the patient in a month at first of the next number. Our patient has already been taking meclizine. First up, she's been taking it for years. So first up, next paragraph, that this marks the annotation. Next patient, last name said B-H-U-L-L-A-R. Again, B-H-U-L-L-A-R. First name is J-A-N-R-I-K-A. Date of visit is October 21, 2022. Date of birth is January 25, 1988. Next paragraph, a referring physician is Dr. referring physician is Dr. A. Garg, G-A-R-G. Next up, I did Dr. Garg. I have the pleasure to see J-A-N-R-I-K-A today. For initial evaluation for possible seizures. Next up, Mr. President, administration said, 34-year-old female found she complained for possible seizures. So for some of the history is provided by the brother and the caregiver. For some, according to them, the patient has been having these every other day shaking episodes. For some, the patient tell me that her hand would start shaking and fall out, and that she would fall down. For some, a patient has sudden loss of consciousness. For some, there's no mouth foaming. For some, there's no urinary, there's no mouth foaming. First up, a patient was evaluated at the emergency room at St. Rose Hospital on August 9 of 2022. It is not clear to me what the results of that evaluation. First up, however, according to them, these episodes happened 3 to 5 minutes. There's no having braces, having body sensory changes. The diplopia, dysautonomia, and dysphagia, next paragraph, past medical history. Borderline intellectual functioning of a significant adaptation deficits. Next number, bipolar disorder. Next number, antisocial behaviors. Next number, substance dependency. Next number, paranoia. First time, next number, antisocial personality features. So first time, for repair medication. Benzetropine. Next number, FluphenA. Zine. Next number, Panophen. Next number, Asenapine. Next number, paragraph, allergies. Patients has no known drug allergies. Things with social history. Patient does not smoke. Or patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Please do not put a review system. Please do not put a review system. Next to paragraph. Impression of seizure-like activities. Patient was evaluated at St. Rose Hospital. First up, differential diagnosis of these I'm sorry, the description of the spell does not sound like epileptic in origin, first of all. Possible differential diagnosis will include a seizure disorder versus a pseudo seizures, a parenthesis, a psychogenic seizures, first of all. Next over. Patient also have a history of bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and developmental delay, according to the caretaker, first of all. Next over. Recommendation explained to them of the above diagnosis. Next over. I was first of recommendation to take the caplet 750 milligrams once a day, I'm sorry, twice a day, 750 milligrams, one pill twice a day, comma, to cover for possible seizures, next over. We'll also schedule a patient for an EEG study, comma, to evaluate for seizures, next over. We'll try to obtain medical records from St. Rose Hospital, first of next over. Explain to the caretaker to contact me immediately if I should develop any seizure activities, first of next over. This unlocks Dean of Dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. First name is Donald. Date of visit is October 21, 2022. Date of birth is January 29, 1936. Referring physician is T. Dr. Peter Wong. It's referred to Dr. Wong. I should say Donald today for initial evaluation for